Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat on the BetQL Audio Network.
Thunder. Sports bettors, you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Use our code BETQL daily to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. And don't forget to sign up with code BETQL daily to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Lightning bets time. Speaking of PointsBet, earlier in the show, if you missed our conversation with Teddy Greenstein, we said, hey, do this double your money boost, UFC 263, Adesanya. Do you think he'll throw one punch for a free $10? Is that good? Horvey? No?
Yeah.
Not listening. Are you here? Are you doing the show? Are you on Instant Messenger? What's happening right now?
I thought you just said Jake.
No,
not Horvat. Oh, my bad. Oh, yeah, I think that's free money, man. Unless he just takes.
Yeah, because those sound the same, Jake and Horvat. Those sound exactly the same.
Unless he takes a quick roundhouse, you know, to the grill and just gets knocked out. I'll tell you this: like in the U.S., I've seen crazier things happen, but that's free money right there. I'd take that. Okay. That's my lawyer, actually.
He's still here. Not the Jokic +320. 25 plus points and a Nuggets win? No? Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Yeah. Let's find out how you feel about the lone NBA playoff game this evening. Is that where you're starting with Lightning bets?
Yeah, that's where I'm going to start. I did play Denver +6. I do expect Phoenix to win the series. I could see Denver stealing this one. I definitely do think that they're going to keep it a little bit closer. I think Jokic is going to have a big night. But in game two, I mean, they played pretty damn good in the first half of game one. They just kind of ran out of gas. I think some other guys are going to have to step up, but I am going to take the points tonight with Denver. As far as the total, man, I could see points being scored. I could also see this one going under. No strong play for me there. So nothing. Just Denver on that one. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Hockey, baseball on your mind?
Man, I might take a shot with the Islanders again tonight. They cashed for me the other night. They've looked really good. Nothing official yet. I'll probably wait a little bit longer to see what that injury report does look like. And then in baseball, I was leaning towards the under in this Cubs-Padres game today. It was at 8 for a short period of time. Went to 7.5. Just checked. Went back up to 8. So kind of scared me off a little bit. But it's Arrieta going against Darvish. I expect Darvish to be damn good today. But, you know, it's crapshoot what you're going to get from Jake Arrieta, especially going against the Padres today. So I would lean the under, but nothing official quite yet. We still got a couple hours before first pitch, but that was one that I was looking at. So far, right now, just the Nuggets for me.
So you're just looking at the Nuggets.
Yeah.
He's holding out on the player props, sticking to his word. Well, okay.
Okay, if I'm going to play a player prop, though, I'm going to go with the Aaron Gordon over 12.5. I actually saw it juiced to the under. Last I checked, Aaron Gordon. And I don't know why, because who else is going to score the ball tonight?
Okay.
Michael Porter Jr., Austin.
Maybe you'll agree or disagree on a couple of things that I'm thinking. By the way, Major League Baseball, I don't have a play there, but just want to mention that if you listen to the breakdown on yesterday's show, we were talking about how it's quite an odd occurrence that you have the three best offenses against left-handed pitching, all facing left-handed pitchers on Tuesday, and all three of those offenses won. It's pretty good. Houston, Baltimore, and the White Sox. Even though the White Sox got it done against the bullpen, it wasn't against a starter. But if you played that angle, you went 3-0 in baseball going against those lefties with those three top offenses. So that was a good night for you if you were with us and you did that. You mentioned Aaron Gordon, 12.5. Yeah, that's the player prop that I really like in this game. I'm going over 12.5. Gordon's gone over 12.5. Let's see. His last three games, and in six of the seven playoff games. It's been a little dicey, a little close, but he is getting to at least 13 in six of seven. So I like Gordon over 12.5 points. What do you think about a CP3 double-double or CP3 points and assists of 25.5? Once in a while, his scoring total is low, which concerns me about the points and assists and the double-double. But double-double, it's actually plus money for him.
The double-double's plus money. Don't hate it. I maybe would probably go with the points or assists just because, like, CP3, I mean, if he has to take the game over again in the fourth quarter and get a bunch of buckets, I think that he can. I could also see him dishing out, like, 15 assists in it. I'd probably lean towards the points and assists rather than the double-double, unless I got, like, a really good price on that.
Jokic PRA is 47.5.
Yeah, man. Like, if I'm going to play, and that's the thing. So I'll wait a little bit longer on that one just because, like I said, I'm really tired of getting screwed on player props. But if I believe that the Nuggets are going to cover the six tonight or even have a shot to win this one outright, Jokic is going to have to be a monster tonight. Unless we get 20 from Aaron Gordon and 30 from Michael Porter Jr., which could happen. And then, maybe. I said I wouldn't do it earlier. If I'm
six
playing
and a half assists,
I'm probably going under on this.
Man, I understand.
Away from it, why? But at the same time, I'd go over on the PRAs. The points, I think Jokic needs 30 minimum tonight to win this game. So that'd probably be my play. The points over and the assists under, and I'm not touching the rebounds. If I'm playing anybody's rebounds in this game, I'd probably go over on DeAndre Ayton, but I would lean the points and the rebounds together.
All right, I'm throwing a lot of things out there. So my lightning bet on this game, I'm trying to get you to flip again so I can make fun of you.
I won't do it. There's one thing that I like that I don't love today. Like, even in Major League Baseball, there's so many games, but like, what am I going to do here? Lay minus 220 with the A's against the Diamondbacks? If anything, I'd play Arizona. So just everything's pretty much spot on today.
Gordon over 12.5 points. Lightning bet number one. Lightning bet number two on the ice. Bruins minus 131.
Really?
Before game seven. Yes, absolutely. Give him the Bruins. We disagree on that. Are you going with the Islanders? Or just something you're considering? Maybe if they go down in the game, you'll jump on them or what?
Yeah, something I'm considering. Or maybe, I'd look at the live line. But nothing official right now. I'm just really high on the Islanders. I'm kind of rooting for them. I can't root for a team from Boston.
Well, let's find. Well, Islanders are going to have two chances at it. Doesn't mean it has to happen tonight. Big Chalk, see, let's find out what he's considering. At Doc Squad 33, find his work. BetQL. .co. What's up, Vic?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? I like a lot of the NBA prop discussion. I took Michael Porter Jr. over 2.5 threes made earlier today. I see the juice has gone up a little bit, but he just lets it fly from deep. He's gone over this mark in 5 out of the last 7 playoff games so far this season. So I don't know. It might be a little fishy, but call me a sucker, but I'm going to continue to kind of ride that wave. And I like Ayton to get over 9.5 rebounds tonight. He's rebounded the ball well against Denver this season, and same thing game one. And so I see that continuing tonight as well. And so those are my two favorite player prop bets. And then heading over to BetQL's model, yesterday was a nice little call with you, Joe. It agreed with you. And today it likes the Braves. We have a 5-star play on the Atlanta Braves. Ooh. Really see some value there. Thinks the Braves should be actually favored today against the Phillies. And so that's why it's a 5-star play today.
Wait, is this the turning point, man? Can they get above 500 today? They've been close many, many times, back and forth, but maybe they make the move. Moving forward here, Atlanta Braves. Vic, want to go back to the NBA tonight. You said MPJ over 2.5 threes, Ayton over 9.5 rebounds. What are your thoughts on some of the names we were discussing, like Jokic and Gordon?
Yeah, I love the Gordon bet. I mean, it's been so consistent. It's been crazy that the number literally has not gotten adjusted all season. And he started going over that mark towards the end of the season, too. So, again, when teams got to do something to focus on the Joker somehow, some way, if Gordon just cuts, that back door is always open. And he does a good job. He's active.
That's what she said.
He always seems to kind of...
Oh, man. Sorry, I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
It was right there.
It was almost good as yesterday's. Hit him in the nuts. he's been awesome, man. So I love Gordon. The Joker scares me a little bit just because I feel like the number's a little inflated tonight. But, and, you know, he's coming off this big MVP. Who knows? But, hey, they need a win today. They're going to need Joker, Gordon, and Michael Porter Jr. to score. And so all those dudes look for them to bounce back. I do agree. I think the Nuggets are a sneaky good play today. I grabbed them at 6, super small this morning. The line's headed down. It's at 5.5, even 5 at some books now. And so I think they hang around and they're a live dog tonight. They have a chance to win.
Right now, Vic is praying. He's like, please don't bring that back and play that every day when I come on the show. Please, guys, don't do that. Do you have anything on Palmetto, or you're taking a week off before the major?
My entrance, making my entrance music. Do it.
Okay, there you go. Are you playing Palmetto, or you're gonna sit tight until U.S. Open?
No, man, I can't never sit tight. Of course, I'm playing it. I don't think DJ or Brooks even care about this event.
Right.
It's just a nice little tune-up for them for next week. So, I'm going with some long shots. I mean, kind of in the upper tier, I took Fitzpatrick. He didn't make the cut last week, so hopefully he's energized. But metrics-wise, he's been awesome. He's been right there. I grabbed him at 15-1. I think he's at 12-1 right now. And then I took a bunch of long shots. I took Varner at 33-1. Kazir at 40-1. Garrick Higgo, who's a popular name this week, but he's been on fire in the European Tour. And so I got him at 40-1. And Vincent Whaley, he's made 10 straight cuts at 80-1. And so I'm just going with some long shots this week, playing for a little piece of money, having some fun, and then gearing up for next week.
I like it. Good week for a long shot to win a tournament. Vic Chalksey, talk tomorrow, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Jake Hassan, what's on your mind, man?
Something about the back door. Over 5.5 strikeouts against Seattle. His number, it's at plus money. He's gone over 5.5 in his last four straight starts. He's been excellent dating back to April. He hasn't allowed more than 3 runs in a start since April 29th. Going Casey Mize, over 5.5 strikeouts at plus money.
Yeah, plus 115. I'm looking at that too, actually. Funny you say.
K-prop guy, what do you think about this boost on points bet? Gerrit Cole, under 8 strikeouts at plus 150.
No. You got to do it, right? I mean, after he was squirming in that press conference.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
He does not look comfortable. I mean, I would even look at a Donaldson homer prop narrative.
Oh, yes. I'm in. Donaldson.
No, thanks.
Come on. Did you see his answer?
I don't want to talk about the Yankees right now.
Yikes. I tried to warn you.
They suck.
Maybe they could win the division, but this is what the Yankees are. You are back tomorrow, so that'll be good. That'll be good, and we can preview the next Bucks game. BetQL Daily, weekdays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time on the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.